Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Pete Eakins. I'm calling from I was looking for Dwayne, who's having groceries delivered today.
Yeah, this is Dwayne. How you doing?
Hi, Dwayne. I'm the person that's picking up your groceries to deliver them today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I would just like to start off this conversation by saying no.
Excuse me?
No. Nope.
What you mean, no?
Nope on more than a couple items, actually, that you would like me to pick up from the store. I'm honestly shocked at the amount of meat products you have, so no.
Wait. You're telling me you're not going to get some items, not because the store doesn't have them, like the store is out, because you don't want to.
Meat is murder, and so no. I will not participate and be an accomplice to murder.
Hold up. Time out. You're not going to pick up my items, nope. The meat items, because you're anti-meat.
I will gladly pick up some substitutes for you, some meat substitutes, maybe some amazing...
That ain't what I ordered.
Okay, yes. Well, you ordered murder, and so no. So I can't,
why,
I will not be...
Why the hell do you have a job picking up meat if you're not going to pick the... First, who are you? You pick up what I ordered. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, I took the job as a... cart delivery driver for a couple of reasons. One, for the money, obviously, because it's a job, but also sort of community outreach to put a stop to the madness. And you, my friend, support murder. How does that feel? It can't feel good.
First of all, who's your supervisor? Because ain't no way in hell you're supposed to be telling me you're not going to pick up the item that I already
also
ordered
cheese,
and paid for.
Also cheese products, no. Quite
you're
a few
not
cheese items
pick up
as well.
The item that I already paid for.
More than happy to find you a vegan alternative.
I'm a vegan, your ass, if you don't pick up my damn item. Okay. That's what's going to happen. You better pick up the item that I paid for already. You can't tell me no to that.
So,
who the f*** do you think you are?
Well, I think I'm the person delivering your groceries. And
you're going to be the person getting the ass whooping if I don't get the food that I didn't already pay for.
Well, I guess I should expect aggression from somebody who eats the meat of aggressive animals, because that does go into your system and your body, and the energy that you have is definitely that of an angry bear or something.
And you know what else it does? It's going to give me the energy and strength to whoop your ass if I don't get my food.
All right.
That I already ordered and paid for.
Okay. I think I understand. There's no way of talking you out of your murderous ways.
Forget talking. Who's your supervisor? I'm calling your supervisor.
Okay, I'm willing to go ahead and pick up those items, even though it goes against every moral standard that I have.
No, it's too late for all that now. You don't talk to me crazy. Come on, you ain't going to pick up my items?
I will pick them
Excuse
up for
me?
You. I promise I will pick them up
no,
for you.
No, it's too late for that. You were supposed to already have them here by now on your way. You don't change it.
I will pick them up to you, but I will not be able to bring them to your door.
You're going
to
pick my food
Yes,
up,
even though it goes against, like I said, every moral standard that I have, I will pick up those meat items and support your murderous ways just this once. And I will not deliver groceries for you.
Stop calling me a murderer, man. I'm not a murderer.
Okay.
I
Okay.
I didn't kill the damn animal.
Okay.
I gotta eat. Mm-hmm. But you're gonna deliver my food, but you're not gonna bring it to my door.
Okay, just because we didn't insert the knife doesn't mean we don't support it.
Anyway, I don't believe this shit. What type of shit is this?
I will pick those items up for you, though, because I can tell you're upset. So I will pick up the items for you, murderer. Okay?
So you're going to pick up my items, but you're not going to bring them to my door?
Yes, I will, murderer.
Stop calling me a
I'm sorry?
Somebody's going to get murdered.
Well, they've already been
Something's going to get murdered, all right?
Yes, I
Your job is about to be murdered.
I will
you're about to lose it.
Okay.
This got to be the craziest shit I didn't experience all you, the craziest phone call I've had. I can't believe this. What the hell is going on?
Okay, well then I'll just let you know that this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your wife set you up.
Man, I know you.
It's a joke.
I know you lying to me.
She said that you just ordered grocery delivery for the first time the other day and were super excited about it. So she wanted me to mess
with
you.
I did, man. I did. I ordered the food. I'm like, man, first time, they're going to bring it to the store. I had to go in the store. And she's going to pull this stuff. She's sleeping on the couch tonight. That's what's going to happen.
All right, have a good one, murderer.
You too, man.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.